This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. President Donald Trump has commuted the sentence of his longtime friend and advisor, Roger Stone. Stone was convicted of lying under oath and obstruction during the investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 election and had been sentenced to serve 3 years and 4 months. Commutation falls short of a full pardon and does not erase Stone's felony convictions in the way a pardon would. Opposition Democrats criticizing President Trump's move. The House of Representatives Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff saying, with this commutation, Trump makes clear that there are no two systems of justice in America, that there are two systems of justice in America, rather, one for his criminal friends and one for everyone else. Australia's Victoria state remains under a 6-week lockdown. Victoria reported 216 new COVID-19 cases on Saturday, down from 288 on Friday. The state's premier, Daniel Andrews, saying he understands it's frustrating and challenging to be locked at home, but the strategy will be successful if everyone plays their part. Australia's 7 other states and territories reported 11 new COVID-19 cases Saturday. The U.S. top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, is warning the pandemic is worsening in the country because the U.S. lacks a coherent strategy to contain the virus. Fauci suggested earlier in the week that states struggling to combat the virus should seriously look at shutting down, despite state efforts to reopen in order to revive their economies. On Friday, the United States reported more than 65,000 new infections, the latest in a string of record-breaking days. More on the pandemic on voanews.com. This is VOA News. At least one person is dead as protests continue in Mali on Friday. Protesters are attempting to occupy key government buildings, blocking main roads, while demanding the resignation of President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita. Video taken by VOA's Bambara service in the capital, Bamako, shows a crowd of tens of thousands outside the National Assembly building, demanding the president step down. National Guardsmen also reportedly fired tear gas at protesters, throwing rocks at the parliament building. Protesters were seen building barricades with burning tires to block a main road. This was the third mass protest in Bamako in the past 2 months. Leaders of the protest want to force Keita to resign for failing to enact political reforms. He's been in power since 2013 and has come under harsh criticism for failing to end a long-running jihadist insurgency and improve the African country's economic woes. The World Health Organization is warning the number of people infected by the coronavirus has doubled in the last 6 weeks. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the international community needs leadership, participation, and solidarity to turn the pandemic around. Tedros cited Italy and South Korea when saying that there are examples from around the world that have shown that even if an outbreak is intense, it can be brought under control. However, he also warned that it's not only COVID-19 that threatens lives and livelihoods, but other diseases such as measles, polio, and malaria that all thrive when immunization is paused and supply chains for medical supplies are interrupted. The traditional summer getaway that Britons often take to the Mediterranean Sea is about to pick up steam as the nation's quarantine restrictions are removed from dozens of countries. Now, anyone arriving back in England from around 75 countries and territories won't have to self-isolate for 14 days. But with many flights still canceled, holiday resorts are still working on ensuring that they are safe from COVID, and many potential vacationers are reluctant to make a trip abroad. The president of Turkey has formally converted Istanbul's 6th-century Hagia Sophia back into a mosque, hours after a high court annulled a 1934 decision that made the religious landmark a museum. You can read more about this decision by President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on VOA News.